Hey, you guys. It says I'm live. Let me know if you guys can see me. Make sure my screen is muted. Hope you guys are doing good today. I cannot believe today is Friday. It's like, where did the week go? I'm waiting for my other screen to pop up. All right. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Can you guys believe I woke up today and I legit did not realize today was Friday? And I had to ask my son, I'm like, what day is it? He was like, it's Friday. Why? I was like, wait, what? I cannot believe just the other day we were waiting for the election announcements. We had the little election party. What was that, Tuesday? And I'm like, okay, by Wednesday, no later than Thursday, we should have something. It is now Friday. And they're still talking about recount this, recount that. Biden's in the lead. Trump is complaining. It is a mess, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you guys are all hanging in there. Honey, we are in some trying times in this 2020. Okay. I want to say shout out to everybody. Thank you for joining me. Ariana Lynn 27 sent $20. She says, I watch you all the time. I appreciate what you say and do. Be blessed, T. You are, ooh, it just disappeared. You are a true blessing. Sugar, thank you so much, sis. I really appreciate it, and thank you for coming through. It has been insane, you guys. Like I said, I've been trying to keep it neutral, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I got Trump supporters who support me. I got Biden supporters who support me, you know what I mean? But I've never seen an election like this at all. I've never seen anything like this, the way it's taking so long, the accusations of fraud. There's some fake news. You know, you have to be able to sort through a lot of stuff, but I do agree with Trump when he says that there's a lot of suppression of the news. On Instagram, currently, they are banning hashtags. I don't care if you put in King Von, if you put in Cardi B, if you put in Little Durk, if you put in Joe Biden, Donald Trump, there's literally like six posts. They are banning and censoring. I was showing you guys earlier today on my screen on Instagram how they're not allowing me to go live. I talked about this the other day when I went live on YouTube. Usually, a video like that, I would have gone live on Instagram. I couldn't go live on Instagram. Let me go ahead and share with you guys my screen so you guys can see what it looks like when I try to go live. They are definitely trying to silence people. Give me just a second here. Pull this up real quick. So when I go onto my Instagram, this is what I see when I go to like go live. It says block from sharing live video. Posts from your account have recently been removed for going against community guidelines. So the live video sharing has been temporarily blocked. Now, let me keep it real with y'all. The last time I had received a message like that, was back in December. And I don't know how long they had blocked me, but I went to go live on Christmas and I was blocked. They did not allow me to go live again until I want to say around May, because I was able to live stream when I was doing all this stuff with the George Floyd protest and, you know, when I was filming all that stuff, I was able to live stream around then. So I was like blocked from going live for almost 6 months. Which is bullshit because if you guys follow me on Instagram, you guys know I don't do anything but post the truth. I post jokes. You know, I have fun. I'm not posting things that are vulgar. You know, I'm not posting sexual stuff, but they're constantly trying to censor people like me and others. So I think it's a shame, you know, and I understand that there's fake news. I mean, even the president has lied about quite a few things, but that's the problem, is that a lot of people don't want to do their research anymore. So they just believe whatever is on social media. You know, and like I always tell people, do your research. Don't believe what the fuck I'm saying, bitch. You better get your reading rainbow on, okay? Do your own damn research. But we've gotten so lazy. We'd rather have somebody just feed us, spoon feed us information and not think if it's true or not. So that's the problem that's going on, is because there is fake news being in there with real news and nobody wants to really research because, you know, that's too much work for some people. Now all news is being censored for the most part, unless you're going with the mainstream media and spinning their narrative. So it's very frustrating, but I'm trying to hang in there. You know, thank God for the Discord, honey. At least in there, we can say what we want to say and, you know, keep it real. And, you know, even there, it's been peaceful Discord. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if you support Trump or Biden, it hasn't been a whole bunch of people cussing each other out and wilding and being disrespectful. Everybody has been, you know, has basically agreed to disagree as far as politics is concerned. So I thank you guys for keeping it peaceful in there and just stating how you guys feel, but being respectful. That's what it should be about. This divisiveness in this country, it has me at my wit's end. Like literally, I can talk to a friend who is Team Trump and they're going off and, you know, they have all these conspiracies and you don't understand and you need to wake up. They're going off on me. And it's like, I'm letting you get your roll on. Don't cuss me out because I'll hang up the damn phone. I ain't going to argue with you. I ain't going to drain my damn energy. You know, so it's just, it's really sad how divisive we've gotten. And it does not help when the people in power are pushing that divisiveness. Let me go ahead and read some of these comments here. Callie Dime 69 says, love you, T. Feeling anxious about the election, but you're gorgeous and your girls are sitting. Brings me joy. Thank you. I got on a good bra. Appreciate it, sis. Thank you so much for the super chat. Also, I got some freaky subscribers, honey. Jenny One Kenobi. Oh, I like that name. That's cute. She sent a $20 super sticker. Thank you so much, sis. I really appreciate it. So it's been a lot of craziness. Trump did a speech yesterday, honey. He talked about conspiracies. He went off on the American public. He basically said that they're still in the election. The mainstream media wasn't here for it. Anderson Cooper roasted him. It was a mess yesterday. And then we're all waiting. Are we still waiting for Nevada to finish counting? Are they still counting, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know how to count? Because when we left off, I said we was waiting. It got so bad that they ended up interrupting Trump, one of the news organizations. So let me go ahead and show you guys this here. So these were just some of the captions yesterday that was funny. Breaking news. Without any evidence, Trump says he's being cheated. So that was CNN. Then Jake Tapper, when he was on, it said, Trump says he'll go to the Supreme Court. Unclear why. Like I've been telling y'all, CNN.
Good evening. I'd like to provide the American people with an update on efforts to protect the integrity of our very important 2020 election. If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late. I've already decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio.
Okay, here we are again in the unusual position of not only interrupting the President of the United States, but correcting the President of the United States. And Ari Melber, don't go far, given that you are our chief.
The way they just cut him off was crazy.
It's horrifying. You know, every time Donald thinks things are not going in his direction, he claims whatever it is rigged against him. He lost the Iowa caucus. He lost the Wisconsin primary. He said the Republican primary was rigged against him. Then Trump University gets sued for fraud and racketeering. He claims the court system and the federal judge is rigged against him. There was even a time when he didn't get an Emmy for his TV program 3 years in a row, and he started tweeting that the Emmys were rigged against
him. Should have gotten it.
This is a mindset. This is how Donald thinks. And it's funny, but it's also really troubling.
Okay.
Now, that is not the way our democracy works. Horrifying.
Confused because President Trump endorsed half of those people and President Trump rallied for those people. Where the hell are they at? President Trump supported the House and the Senate Republicans. He's the reason why some of them got reelected. Now, where are they at? They need to help him get reelected. These Democrats are trying to steal this damn election from the American people. They are corrupt. They are stealing. Where is the Republicans at? Where is the GOP? If they want my damn vote next time, they better step up for President Trump. If you want support from us, you better step up for President Trump. This don't make no sense.
Now, y'all can say whatever y'all want to about me, but I'm fair.
Other than, well, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this from a president of the United States. And I think, as Jake said, it's sad and it is truly pathetic. And of course, it is dangerous. And of course, it will go to courts. But you'll notice the president did not have any evidence presented at all. Nothing. No real actual evidence of any kind of fraud. He talked about people putting up papers in windows. He talked about things that he'd seen on the internet. That is the president of the United States. That is the most powerful person in the world. And we see him like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over. But he just hasn't accepted it. And he wants to take everybody down with him, including this country. Gloria?
Yeah. You know,
that's one of the memes.
Sir, we have to get going.
What?
We have to get going, sir.
I don't want to go.
I know, but it's time to go.
I don't want to go.
It's time to go.
I don't want to go.
Sir, it's time to go.
Back on the screen. Like I told you, I've been reporting both sides. I'm gonna be fair. You know, a lot of people are only reporting stuff from the Democratic side. I'm also reporting stuff from the Republicans and how they're feeling and the MAGA people. So I'm gonna show both sides. And MAGA is very upset. They feel like the election is being stolen from them. You know, so this entire situation, honey, is a hot mess. The fact that today is Friday, okay? Happy birthday to my brother and other people who are celebrating their birthday today. And we still don't know who the official president is. It's crazy to me, you know? So it's been just crazy watching all of this play out, the back and forth. Now, Twitter is doing some censoring, but not as bad as Instagram. Instagram is really bad. At least on Twitter, people are still able for the most part to say what they want to say. Now, they did ban O'Bannon. He was banned yesterday for basically threatening Dr. Anthony Fauci on his podcast. He was just talking about basically beheading him. I'm like, do you realize, bitch, this ain't the fucking 1800s, Steve Bannon. Can't be out there threatening Dr. Fauci and saying what you would do, you know? So it's been crazy. The stuff that's going on, even about 2 hours ago, I had posted on Instagram that the Philadelphia police are investigating groups alleged to, they're going to drive down to Virginia and Pennsylvania to attack the ballot places. And we've seen so much divisiveness, like just in the past 24, 48 hours. Even what went down in Minneapolis with people jumping on the freeway. And I mean, it's been crazy out here. Let me go ahead and show you guys this real quick. We have about 7,000 people in here. Shout out to y'all. Thank you for joining me. Make sure y'all hit that like button. But this is just some of the stuff. See if I can pull it up here. That's just been kind of going on around the nation. See, like half my stuff on Instagram is legit getting blocked. Like this is crazy. I have all these little fact checkers on here. Okay, here goes some stuff. Hold on, let me mute that real quick.
I'm not the fucking bill.
Walk away!
That'll be fine, motherfucker.
All right, y'all. The way that girl snatched that damn Trump flag, it wasn't funny, but it was funny. And then she put her little foot on there. Like, I'm taking this flag, damn it. I mean, like I said, the divisiveness and the craziness that's been going on is just insane. I don't care what side of the pendulum that you're on. It's insane on all parts. Everybody's acting a fool out here. From Black Lives Matter to Antifa to these MAGA supporters / Trump supporters to the Biden folks. I mean, people are wilding out, okay? It's insane at this point. There's people running around with purge masks on. It is crazy. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats here. Against All Odds says, can you give a birthday shout out to my sister, Jamie? Shout out to Jamie. Thank you so much, Against All Odds, for the super chat. I appreciate it. Hope you guys have a good day enjoying her birthday. Let's see here. Ken sent $24.99 says, love you, T. You are gorgeous as always. Thank you so much, Ken. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming through. Let's see here. Deja sent $4.99. She says, it doesn't matter who you support. I don't like the media politics speaking for the American people. Shady stuff going on and folks are ignoring it. Patricia sent $20. She says, always looking beautiful and you're always on point. Many blessings to you and your family. Thank you so much, sis. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Let's see here. Yolanda Drinker says, hi, T, looking beautiful today. Yes, the election is taking too long. It really is. It really is. It's like, okay, now they're saying breaking news. New votes from Pennsylvania expected any minute. We'll see, because they've been saying that shit all day. I'm not going to hold my breath. Antonio G. sent $5 says, T, I love your live streams. I'm happy Biden is winning, by the way. Thank you for all your coverage on the election and COVID. Really got me through this. You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for the super chat, Antonio. And shout out to all the new members. Thank you guys for joining. Make sure you guys join the Discord. The link will be underneath the community feed. Where I talk to my members on my YouTube page. If you join via Patreon, then it's posted on my Patreon page. Let's see here. That's somebody else. Let's talk. Cheryl sent $20. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate that. Bree from NYC sent $4.99. She says, hey, T, sending love as always. It's funny how we were forced to accept the 2016 results, but now Trump wants to complain about this year's results. Better let him know. You know, and that's the part that I find very interesting is there's all these conspiracies. Like I told y'all way back in 2016, I had stated that I felt like Trump wasn't ready. He really didn't want the presidency. I could tell by his energy and his vibe. And Melania looked like, what the hell did you get us into? I was just here for the, you know, for the whole campaign trail to look cute. Wasn't trying to be the first lady. And I feel like he was ready to state that since Hillary won, this was a conspiracy by crooked Hillary and the Democrats. But then when he won, it was like, damn, I done got myself into some stuff. Now I got to do something. I got to figure this out. Because he's never even ran for mayor. He was never involved in politics. He's a businessman, right? So I feel like initially he bit off more than he could chew in 2016. But as the years gone on, you know, he started making changes and doing what he felt he needed to do. And he is a narcissist. He's a classic narcissist. You know, he got himself into a situation. He turned, you know, lemons into lemonade. And now he doesn't want to leave. They are going to have to drag that man out the office. There was a really, if you guys have not seen it, it was a TED Talk episode with Van Jones. Now, I know Van Jones gets on everybody's nerves, honey. I'd be so tired of seeing him on CNN. But this TED Talk with Van Jones was very good. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out, where he was breaking it down as to how Donald Trump may be able to concede the results and end up fighting this to end up staying in office even longer. You know, so it's like a whole breakdown. But it's crazy how, like, he just, you know, like, everything's a conspiracy. Everything is this. Everyone's against him. And it's just like, and I'm not saying that there couldn't be a conspiracy, but it's funny that, like Bree was saying, the same conspiracy didn't somehow seem to be there when you won. When you won, it was all good. When he wins certain states, it's all good. Oh, they're team red. You know, they understand me. You know, make America great again. But as soon as a state is blue, it's a conspiracy. I'm not buying this. I'm suing. Y'all need a recount. It's like, what the hell? I mean, this whole thing has just been a mess. Okay? It's just been a mess. And like I said, I'm no big fan of Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying? But that's the other alternative. It is what it is at this point. Famous Samuel Jack says, T, this is Samuel from IG. You have to talk about the white preacher who was calling on angels from Africa. I haven't seen that video. I'm going to need you to send me that. I have not seen that video, but thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. Jediah Teffler says, love you, Auntie. Thank you for keeping us informed and educated. Been watching since eighth grade. I'm proud of how much you've grown. Thank you so much. And that's awesome. I feel like I raised some of y'all. I nursed them with these. Y'all remember Don't Be a Menace when her son was laid out? She was like, I nursed them with these. I don't know. It's a funny ass movie to me. Let's see here. Tina Turner says, T, this whole election and his presidency has been nothing but a soap opera. Very entertaining, but I'm ready for it to end. I definitely feel you. I definitely feel you on that. It has definitely been a long reality TV tale, and I think many of us are over it. So thank you so much for that. Let's see here. TJ sent $5 says, sis, thank you for blessing us with this live. I was trying to write a comment on IG, and they were canceling them. Wow. Please be safe out there. Yeah, IG is doing a lot of shady stuff. A lot of shady stuff. Like I said, I don't agree with everything Trump says. And yes, Trump does lie about certain stuff. But the way he's calling out these tech companies and these social media platforms, I'm not mad at them because they are doing a lot of stuff to silence truthers. Like I said, you know, I don't care who you support. Who you support is your business. Because I grew up in an era where we didn't judge people based off of their politics. I judge you based on how you treat me and other people as human beings, right? So it's just like the fact that if somebody is a Trump supporter and they can't freely post and state their opinion, as long as it's not racist or, you know, belittling to any group, then why is that not okay? You know, so yeah, it's really scary what's going on. And I know some people are like, oh, well, who cares? Most, you know, MAGA people, they just spread fake news and this and that. But the thing that y'all don't realize, like I told you guys years ago, when everybody was celebrating when they deplatformed Alex Jones, I said, this ain't nothing to celebrate. Because if they can come for Alex Jones, they can come for anybody. And then they deplatformed Louis Farrakhan. And then folks got the crying. Well, no, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't celebrate when they deplatform one, but then when it's your fave, it's an issue. Now it's racism. Y'all should have been mad when Alex Jones got deplatformed. Just like I said it, when they were taking all of R. Kelly's music off of Spotify and folks were celebrating. I said, this ain't nothing to celebrate because what's to say that they're not going to come after your favorite artist next? All these rappers be out here talking about killing and selling drugs and all types of, you know, low vibrational stuff. What if they decide, you know what, their music is not positive enough, we're going to take them off of Spotify. So that's what I'm saying. We cannot allow people to, you know, get rid of freedom of speech. If we can't say what we want to say within reason and with respect, because I think that you can be vocal, but it's about being respectful. I can speak my truth without having to slander anybody or belittle anyone, right? And I think once we start silencing people, you're walking a very, very fine line. In this case, they could just come out and just do an internet kill switch and say, we're tired of all y'all posting. Now the internet is shut down. And you can think it won't ever happen in America, but it's happening in a lot of countries around the world that people are shocked. You know, it's one thing for it to happen in China, but in, you know, more liberal countries, who knows? So yeah, let me see. I've been out here for 25 minutes here. Stephanie Brown says, I love you, my beautiful internet sis. You are the truth, honey. All this foolishness in the world, including Yaya, Lil Wayne, Safari, Erica Mena, etc. But you keep us informed, laughing, love you, preach. Thank you so much. I love you too, sis, and thanks for coming through. I'm hearing rumors that Safari and Erica may be on, maybe breaking up. I don't know how true that is. I don't, you know, I hope not. I do like them together. And Erica did post a picture of her baby the other day, and she's adorable. She was like a perfect cross between the two of them. But I've been hearing rumors about that, so I don't know. But hopefully, whatever they're going through, they can work it out because they just got married not even a year ago. Fabiola Sully sent $10. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate it. Unique Butterfly says, I just came home from work. I'm glad I caught you on live. I'm glad that you are okay. Peace and blessings to you and your family. Thank you so much. Yeah, the other night was a trip. I didn't mean to scare you guys, but, you know, I wanted to kind of show what was going on, you know, right there. But, yeah, we're home. We made it home safe. We're okay. So thank you about that. Look, somebody said ask him because he follows you. You know, I don't try and get into people's personal business. I've never talked to Safari about Erica. You know, that's his wife. You know, I mean, I guess I could ask him. I don't know. I just never thought to ask him. You know, I don't contact him for information like that. Oh, he posted that he's single. Oh, shit. Oh, no, they don't broke up. Oh, they've only been together a year. Safari, what the hell happened? Damn rude boy. What? They're done? I was hearing rumblings, but I didn't want to feed into it. You know, y'all know how I feel about divorce. You know what I'm saying? This is a sensitive topic for me. So I didn't want to feed into it. But when she posted the baby, I'm like, is she mad at him? Why is she posting the baby after like 9 months? Damn it, I need some more tea. I wasn't expecting that shit. See how my live streams go? You never know what you're going to get. Damn. Jesus be the teacup. I was not expecting that. Y'all ain't been married but a year. What happened? Damn it. I really wanted them to work out. You know what I'm saying? I want to see Safari happy. And Erica, too. You know, I like Erica. My homeboy met her in Atlanta just randomly at Rashida's boutique. And he was like, she was so nice. He was surprised. Like, she was really nice, you know, spoke very friendly. So I don't know, hoodie. So somebody, okay, Crystal sent $2. She says, oh my God, T, you have to see what I just tagged you on Insta. Thank you, Crystal. Annie Thompson says, thank you for the fair and real information. I was on point. No problem. Okay, y'all, I wasn't expecting that. There's a video. Yeah, we're going to get on King Von. I know that's why y'all are here. Well, I want to get the serious stuff out the way first. Well, we're going to talk about more serious stuff. I want to get the elections out the way first. He apologized and said he loved his wife. Honey, I'm gonna have to go and figure all that out with Safari and Erica. I'm gonna need y'all to work it out. Y'all have only been together a damn year, okay? Married a year, and the baby. Work it out, Safari and Erica, okay? So let's get on to this whole King Von situation. This is disturbing. Now, King Von is a drill rapper from Chicago, okay? I almost said his attitude, his reputation precedes him. King Von is a drill rapper. He's a BD. And I found out today, shout out to the person who told me, I didn't realize he was King David's grandson. So that has me nervous because King David is one of the founders, or the founder actually, of the BD Nation. So it's going to be some shit behind this killing. And this has me very, very nervous. There's a lot of things that bother me with this, just with everything, this whole social media bullshit, the way a lot of y'all like to fan flames. But we're going to get on that in a minute. I'm going to come back to that. Let me just go ahead and show y'all some things here. I had a bunch of like different windows open. So I can just kind of give you guys a backstory of King Von, who he is, how he rose. I mean, just the things he's just been doing and being involved in. It's just, it's had me nervous for him. And then I know some people are like, well, why are you covering it? I don't know who this is. I keep trying to tell old people, okay? I know y'all hate the word old, but it is what the hell it is. If you're over a certain age and you don't know who these people are, then obviously I'm not talking to you, okay? Just because you don't know who a rapper is does not mean that they're not popping. Does not mean that there's a whole, your kids are listening to King Von. Just because you don't know who he is don't mean that your daughter ain't wilding out to his music, okay? Or your sons. That's how I found out about that he died, was my kids ran in here and told me, King Von just got shot. I said, where? In Chicago? They're like, no, in Atlanta. So let me look into it. So that's the thing. You should be wanting to be informed regardless of your age, regardless if you listen to that music or not, because trust me, there are young people in your families, cousins, nieces, nephews, who listen to this type of music. So stop being so dismissive and stop telling me what I can and can't post. It's not okay. Okay? I make my videos and my content to speak truth to the youth, since it seems like none of these other media outlets want to do it. They want to hype this shit up. They want to hype up gangbanging culture. And then when death comes knocking, everybody wants to, you know, put rest in peace and do little hand clap emojis. But why wasn't y'all telling them not to do this shit before it got to this point? See, we're turning all of this drill, gangbanging, real gangbanging drama from Chicago, we've turned it into entertainment. And this is the reality of everything. So we're going to get deep. I might get on some of y'all nerves, but it's okay. Y'all love me tomorrow. We're going to get deep. I don't bite my tongue and I don't mince my words. Let me go ahead and hey, y'all. It's so much. And it's hard because it's like I'm trying to like bring the people who don't understand what's going on up to date. And then the young people, they know about the beef with him and NBA Youngboy, everything that was going on with Janaea and, you know, just all this stuff. And I'm trying to like bring everybody up to speed, right? So let's start with this before we do the backstory. Let's start with what happened today. I think that's going to be the easiest. Let me go to my Instagram and pull up what happened today. So give me just a second. This shit is crazy. Put this on. Okay, so I had posted it earlier that he was shot in Chicago. He was in critical condition. He was beefing with Quando Rondo's crew, who also wrote with NBA Youngboy, who is also the one who knocked up Floyd Mayweather's daughter, okay? His security guard confirmed it. Then you had, you know, people laughing. Now, some of y'all were saying that this is NBA Youngboy's homeboy, but they're all a part of the same damn crew.
The joke's on you. This now you getting rapped down. Yeah. The joke's on you. This now you getting rapped down. Yeah.
So that was very disturbing. And okay, that's an old video. That don't count. This is what
was up the street. There was a incident where two groups of individuals got into a physical altercation. That physical altercation escalated into an exchange of gunfire with those groups. Two police officers who were working at that particular club or lounge noticed the gunfire, noticed the altercation, and engaged some of the people involved. There was a exchange of gunfire with police as well. At this particular point in time, we have about five individuals who have been shot. Two are deceased. One's in critical condition and two are stable at this particular point.
Okay, let me come on camera real quick before I get to the next part. So a lot of people were blaming the police earlier today, and I kind of went in. on Instagram because I get so tired of people always wanting to shift the blame. Okay. All y'all want to get on this whole fuck the police and the police killed him and all this shit. These dudes have been beefing for months now, right? Going back and forth, throwing insults at each other on social media. Y'all sat here and enjoyed the shit show. And now that it's real, y'all want to find somebody to blame. They were outside of the club. One group pulled out guns. They get the shooting. And y'all know bullets don't have no names. So innocent bystanders could have just as well been hit at on top of the people who they were trying to shoot. So five people were shot. Two are in stable condition. King Von done died. And the other two are doing okay. Now, I'm going to show you guys the video that happened of the shootout. Now, the video is silent. There's no audio. So give me just a second. It's just very disturbing. Let me pull this up here. Now, like I said, there's no audio with the video, but I want y'all to watch this. Let me rewind it. See, they're fighting. Shame. This is really disturbing. Look at all them people on the ground. He comes and they're still beating him up. So let me, so now they're getting them in the car. So let me come back on this screen here. I think I said it wrong because I seen y'all were correcting me. So it's three people dead, and then two are in critical condition. So a total of five people. And the people who are in critical condition, they could die, you know. The whole thing is just really sad. People are posting the killer's name. I don't know who the killer is. I'm going to let the police do their job. So I'm not here to investigate a murder. I'm going to let the police do what they need to do. But people were saying earlier that it was the police. He was shot by the police. Well, DJ Academics reported just a little bit ago that he had talked to the manager of King Von, who was also shot. And he was saying that they were not shot by the police. So let me go ahead and pull this up. This is what DJ Academics had to say. You know, Mr. Warren Chirac, Mr. Who instigated a lot of that bullshit because he thought it was funny. So that's what DJ Academics says. He says, from my convo with Von's manager who survived getting shot, he says it wasn't the police who killed King Von. However, he did say that the police did engage in a shootout with other unnamed individuals who were there. King Von was reportedly unarmed. So that is what he's saying. So I'm not understanding for the life of me in this situation how the police are not being blamed for this when you have two groups of guys who get into a shootout. You think the police are just going to sit there and live stream it like y'all do? They're going to pull out their guns and start shooting back and stop, you know, and try to defuse the situation. And if people get hit by bullets, they don't care. They figure y'all already shooting at each other. So right now, it's causing a bunch of more mess. I want you guys to go ahead and listen to this police audio that came out in Atlanta. And I'm going to show you how this all ties into all the chaos that's going on in this world right now. Let me find that audio. Here it is. Give me just a second. This is very disturbing at this point, what's going on.
Last night in Atlanta, the police shot King Von and two of his people. Social media is active with, they're upset with the police. So if we have any jobs in Parkway, send two cars every time, okay? And keep your eyes open, be wary. They're not happy with the police over there.
Innocent 3, Happy 399. Heads up, there was a police shooting in Atlanta last night, and right now they're not happy with the police. Use caution out there. 399.
Last night in Atlanta, the police shot King Von and two of his people.
Let me answer somebody's question in the chat. TA, you're asking me whose side am I on? Do I look like a gangbanging ass bitch to you? What side do you think I'm on? I'm on the side of the truth, okay? And that's the problem. When people speak the truth, y'all come with all this bullshit. Just like some of y'all females who was on my Instagram talking about, oh, this isn't the time for you to be talking about this. You just need to say rest in peace and keep it moving. So I'm supposed to not speak my truth and tell kids, this is the ramifications of what happens when you guys are out here gangbanging and thinking this stuff is a joke. And this is what happens when social media drama spills into the real world. So I'm supposed to ignore all of that and just simply write RIP. You're dumb. You know, the whole situation is just insane. First and foremost, let's not act like King Von wasn't involved in a lot of stuff. That is how he made his reputation. That is how he blew up, okay? And not even like a few weeks ago, people were saying that he was dissing, you know, Tuka, the little 15-year-old boy who got killed in Chicago like 9 years ago. Like all this stuff leads back to like Chicago gangbanging. And the problem is a lot of these guys are now blowing up on social media and they're starting to get money. And so they're all moving to Atlanta. Getting out of Chicago, moving to Atlanta. But the problem is the beefs and the things that they done in Chicago is following them to Atlanta. I've had friends in Atlanta call me. They're worried. Like, what is all this shit that's going on? Like, we got enough issues with the little gangs that have popped up in Atlanta and, you know, just regular Atlanta beef. Now you got a bunch of stuff coming from Chicago and it's affecting the people in Atlanta. So this is very real. You know, it's really sad. And if nobody's going to speak the truth, I'm going to speak the truth. You know, rest in peace to him, of course. My heart is sad anytime that I see, you know, a young man's life get snuffed out like that. But we have to be able to speak the truth about these situations. This is what it leads to. This man, this young boy has been getting in trouble since he was 15. That is what he escaped several murder charges. Why are people acting like, you know, because now he died, we're supposed to forget everything that made him famous. He was looking at like 90 years in prison and got off. Like the whole situation is really sad. Let me go ahead and pull up this video here. If I can find it. I know he was beefing with NBA Youngboy. I wanted to play y'all this person's breakdown. It's some white dude talking about it. It's kind of funny, but I'm gonna play it. Because, yeah, Black Death is so able to be monetized now. You have a bunch of white kids and, you know, in the suburbs who just sit and report on this all day and get a bag. Now they're the new Warren Chirac. Because Black Death is always profitable. So let me go ahead and show y'all this. He's talking about the beef with NBA Youngboy and Von.
Both rappers have been accused of murder in the past, and although they were each able to skate away with minimal damage, their reputations definitely precede them. Typically, when Youngboy blows up, it's against someone he doesn't have any respect or consideration for. Could it be that he acknowledges King Von and wants to be smart about how he handles the situation? Things seemed pretty quiet for a while, but after the video of Von trashing Youngboy's music resurfaced last year, it felt like the spark was reignited once again. Though Von is 5 years older than YB, the Baton Rouge rapper has been in the rap game for much longer than Von has. Being the underdog, it would make sense if King Von was simply trolling Youngboy for some attention. However, what he didn't account for was how the surrounding cast around himself and Youngboy would react to the situation. Back in August, a few photos of King Von hanging out with Jania, YB's ex, leaked. King Von tweeted out, "Wouldn't believe the female I just made a hit with. This finna be crazy." The pics immediately raised red flags as Youngboy is extremely overprotective of the women in his life, and many expected him to go off on King Von. To make things worse, fellow Chicago rapper 600 Breezy decided to add fuel to the fire, taking the IG story to approve of Von's actions, saying, "On Steve, I love what you doing, gang. You know the gang know." Breezy seemed to be insinuating that he knew what King Von was really doing, and that could only serve to add fuel to the fire. Though it wasn't nearly as noticeable, it seemed like YB decided to respond pretty swiftly this time. Shortly after the leaked photos, Youngboy posted a photo of himself and one of his sons around large stacks of money. In the caption, the rapper says, "I'ma make sure my son get your daughter since you trolling." It's some pretty heavy speculation, but Youngboy has definitely said harsh things for less, so threatening Von's daughter with heartbreak doesn't seem like too much of a stretch. In the comments,
he did a great breakdown. Let me go ahead and come back on my damn screen. So that was just like a small breakdown of what was going on between him and NBA Youngboy and Quando Rondo, who's a part of NBA's clique, and they're cool with him. And so it's a bunch of mess. Somebody sent $5 and they said they wanted to know what BD was. BD is a gang in Chicago, and they've been beefing and warring since like I was a child. The BDs versus the GDs, and now there's a bunch of different offsets. So all these different little cliques, they all are under the BD umbrella, and they're warring against different cliques that are under the GD umbrella. If you guys remember the song, that my video that went viral years ago about Little JoJo, Little JoJo was GD, and he had that song. I'm not going to sing it, but it was a disrespect to the BDs. And then there's always been rumors about who, you know, supposedly killed him, you know. But this stuff is very deep, you know, and people think that like, this is really like just funny. It's fun in games. Even 6ix9ine's goofy ass, he was seen laughing about it today. Let me go ahead and show that. No Jumper caught that T. I have like 50 different screens. So this is what 6ix9ine, he was seen in the comment section laughing about King Von's death. We all know that 6ix9ine has gone to O Block, and you know, he's trolled. He's been trolling them and Lil Durk for months now. You know, so the whole situation is just really, really crazy. Where are the mods? Let me Kayla, I'm gonna make you a mod. I don't know where the mods are. I'm going to go ahead and make you a mod. Block whoever you need to block, sis. I just made you a mod. AG, you said there's a spammer. Let me go ahead and make you a mod as well. Thank you for notifying me. Go ahead and block whoever you need to block. We're not here for the bullshit. Alexander sent 199 says, "This King Von stuff has me mentally disturbed." Yeah, I can believe it. You know, the whole situation is really sad. Now, what I also find interesting, I had to call this out on Instagram. I see Asian Doll is, you know, super sad. She's been tweeting all day, been posting on Instagram. She says she now wants to die. But my issue with Asian Doll is this. Asian Doll has perpetuated a lot of BS as well. It was not even 2 weeks ago. I remember Wendy Williams was calling her out about this, and she cussed out Wendy Williams. Asian Doll is the same woman who took to social media and basically said that if you don't have at least 3 bodies under your belt, she won't talk to you. As if murder is now a game. Like, I don't get this mentality, you know what I'm saying, with these social media celebrities. As if killing somebody and taking a life, it's just funny. It's, you know, y'all can say, well, she was just being funny. There's nothing funny about that to me. Because I come from an era where, you know what I'm saying, people gangbanged and we witnessed death, we witnessed shootings and everything else. There's no coming back from that. So when you're telling little young boys that you need to have 3 bodies under your belt before you'll talk to them, That's not.
That's a cop of one.
Let me go ahead and pull that up real quick. Give me just a second. So this is what she posted. Please have at least three bodies before you talk to me. Boy, I like killers. And remember, y'all was praising that 2 weeks ago, telling Wendy Williams to shut the fuck up. You don't get it and this and that. Again, the power of the tongue. Again, praising and worshiping low vibrational demonic bullshit. There's nothing funny about death. So now here she is today.
That's a pop of wolf.
I want to die too. She just feels like I'm dead already. And she's posting videos of her and King Von. Ari posted, you know, some remembrances. She's from Chicago too. Janaea needs to sit this one out, like I said on Instagram. She don't need to say nothing else. This is her Instagram page. All these videos of her and King Von. Now, they've been broke up for a while. King Von had other girls he was dating. Here goes another video that's really disturbing. She says, come hold me again, Von. I can't do it without you. I'm empty. I just want to close my eyes and never open them again. Then on her Twitter, she's posting a bunch of stuff. She doesn't know how long she's going to cry. Too many tears, so much pain. It's like, this is real. Like, do y'all think that death is a game? And then you're saying that you don't want to wake up. You want to die too. You better understand the power of the tongue and start talking about how you want to change your ways and you want to live. You don't want to call death to you if you're not ready for it. You know, so this whole situation is just really, really sad. And I don't understand why in this day and age you have a lot of people who want to sit here and perpetuate the nonsense as opposed to trying to uplift a positive message. And let me see here. KW, let me see if I can find you on here. KW saying some real shit. And that's the difference between people who are just flossing and fronting for social media and people who are really in a situation. In the chat room, KW says, I want to leave Chicago. And that's how a lot of people think when they're in a situation, you know, when they're having to deal with a bunch of gang banging and they're in a horrible environment. They don't relish in that. They want to leave. They want to see better. Most of the people who sit here and hype that shit up, I'm going to keep it real with you, they're not from the hood. They're not about that life. They just enjoy the shit because they're enjoying it from the comfort of their homes. They're enjoying it from the comfort of the suburbs. They're enjoying it from the comfort of their mansions. They're not in the streets of Chicago. They're not dealing with hearing gunshots every night. They're not dealing with PTSD. So, of course, it's easy for them to sit there and brag about, oh, you can't talk to me unless you have bodies. They the real killer. And see how it is when they put themselves in a situation to have to, like, pull the trigger on a gun, and they still wake up with nightmares. Talk to some real killers and find out if they're really, you know what I'm saying, loving that shit when they're seeing these bodies late at night. It's not no game. And I don't find nothing funny about it. And y'all can sit here and say that I'm tripping and I'm just old and this and that. It is what it is. I'm going to speak my truth. I think it's bullshit. This man lost his life and behind what? A bunch of social media nonsense? A bunch of gang banging? Two other men lost their lives as well. The others are in critical condition. And then once they find out who is behind this, the people who are guilty of the shooting, they'll probably, you know, be sentenced to 20 years. And they'll be losing their life as well. So the whole thing is just insane. But everybody wants to act brand new now. This is the outcome of this. The same way y'all was hyping up Rondo number 9 when he had that big ass bazooka on Instagram. And I'm like, are y'all not disturbed? Where did he find a bazooka? Y'all was hyping that boy up, praising the bullshit. And then they killed the cab driver and he got sentenced to 39 years about what, 2-3 weeks ago, people crying, free Rondo number 9. How about y'all would have done all that crying and preaching to him before he put himself in that situation? And another thing, I have to also hold these record labels and these hip hop media outlets accountable as well. We only focus on the worst of the worst of our people. We only focus on the worst music, drill music, where they sit all day and talk about, you know, who they're going to kill and what they're going to do in the ops. And, you know, and I get that. I get entertainment. Trust me, I get it. But why is that the only thing that's being pushed? When we were growing up, we had gangbanging music, right? So we had the Snoop Dogs. We had the NWAs. We had that. But guess what? We also had music to counter that. We had Digital Planets, cool like that. We had, you know, people from the East Coast who didn't talk about gangbanging. Dazzling Effects, Wu-Tang. There was a balance. But now in music, there's no balance. The top hip-hop artists are people who have the reputation of being killers. Those are the top artists in hip-hop right now. Do you notice that white folks never show the worst of the worst in their community? Because it's not just our community. It's just not Black people who are out here acting a fool or, you know, who have bad people in their community. White people do too. They're not out here putting them people in the damn Appalachian Mountains on the front page and making them heroes and paying them. They keep them hidden away with their damn Mountain Dew, rotten teeth, and their incest. You rarely even hear them talk about people in the Appalachians. And I'm not saying all y'all drink Mountain Dew and have incest, but I'm just saying they don't put them in the forefront. So you got to think to yourself, this is something deeper. They are trying to kill a generation of young Black men. And a lot of these females are also playing into that. They're also perpetuating that bullshit. And that's why I tell young boys, you know what I'm saying? You have to be very, very mindful of the females that you get with and their mentality, because a female should want you to be doing better in life, not to be out here getting bodies, not to be saying goofy stuff like, if you can't afford to get me a Birkin, then you're not worthy. And I'm not knocking Sweetie, because I like Sweetie and I understand she's in a different tax bracket. But the problem is, when you say things like that, it plants seeds where these young boys feel like they have to get that money. They got to do this and do that to get female attention. Most young dudes who get into gangbanging, robbing, and acting a fool, they're not really doing it for the attention of other men. They're doing it for the attention of women. So let's keep that real. So when you have young women, even if they're just playing and they're, you know, it's just all jokes, when you're putting stuff out there like, you can't talk to me unless you have three bodies, and it's being retweeted thousands of times by other young girls in junior high and high school, these young boys are looking at that and thinking that that is what they need to be. And it's not. And then when somebody speaks about it, oh, you're judging. Well, fuck it, I'm judging. Now what? You know, so the whole thing is just, it's really sad. It's really sad. You know, this whole 2020, this whole energy, I just wish it would change. I'm not telling folks what kind of music they got to make, because at the end of the day, they're going to put the music out there. The record industry is always going to support Black Death. They've been doing it for the past 30 years, okay? But it's up to the people on what you put your energy towards. And when people stop putting their energy towards low vibrational stuff, then people will have no choice but to make better music. But if you're not going to put your energy elsewhere, that's the type of music that you're going to keep receiving. Music that hypes you up to go out there and go take somebody else's life. The whole thing is just sad, man. It's just really sad. Let me see here. How many people got in here? Oh, we got 11,000 people watching. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let me see here. We got some super chats. Loco Show says, will you marry me, T? Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. Stephanie says, T is reading people. Just kidding. You're right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Carintha, I don't know how you pronounce that. Carrington? I think it's Carrington. Sorry about that. She said 1999. She says, date a killer, hang around killers, and you might end up getting killed, folks. That's the truth. That is the truth. Kenome King sent five. He says, you remember the video of that killer that you showed last year, T, and he was walking around in a spaghetti strap shirt and all them bodies fucked him up? Yep, it wasn't last year. That was like maybe 5 years ago. And remember the LGBT community tried to come for me and I cussed their ass out? Like, y'all need to learn who the hell y'all are claiming. Y'all are crying because I'm like, look at this gangbanger who done killed so many people that he's cross-dressing. He done lost his mind. And they're like, oh, he's LGBT. Leave him alone. No, the motherfucker's crazy because he got so many bodies on him. That shit is not normal. We weren't put here to take each other out. That is not normal. It starts to mess with you. And a lot of times what brings on those psychoses is the fact that you have to get high to forget and try and get away from all those bodies that you've taken. All those souls. So then they get on they start with the soft stuff. Then they start doing, you know, hardcore shit, PCP, popping pills. And it really messes them up. But the reason why they're taking that stuff is because they've been out here fighting a war. There's no fucking, what's that called? Counseling for people on the street, for gangbangers, for people who witness murders and shootings. They're fighting this war that no one asked them to fight, that they're literally being born into generation after generation after generation. When they send you to Iraq, when they send you overseas to go fight for the government, they give you all types of, you know, PTSD treatment and, you know, counseling and all types of things. There's nothing like that for people who are in the streets at all. So thank you for bringing that up. I remember that video. That was sad. MTF Gang says the spirit's haunting these killers. Two Dope Diva says, I remember that video. Yes, look at the people who have gone to combat. Amen. Shamurda says, shake my head like Tuki. Oh, wow, that's some mental health issues right there. Yeah, y'all can look up the video. It's up. You know, like I said, it's from a few years ago. Because they tried to flag it. Because they said I was like being homophobic or something. And I didn't say anything homophobic. And then I had to re-upload the video and cuss everybody out. But it's up somewhere on YouTube. let me see here. Shamor says, Quando Rondo's Instagram. Go to Quando Rondo's Instagram right now. Quando is getting a pic of him and his kid. This new generation is different in the most sad and worst way. Yeah. You know, like I said, I don't like to speculate on anything as far as who did what, who shot who. I don't get involved in that because y'all did that when XXX got killed and y'all almost got them little boys in Florida killed who had nothing to do with the killings. So I don't play with all that, you know, putting people's names out there and people trying to play detective through the video and see who. I'm not doing any of that. You know, I wish all these young men the best. You know, it's like, I get it. Don't mistake me for me being sad and even somewhat angry because it's another death. It's another young Black man's life lost who had his whole life ahead of him, but who was also doing, you know, who's also has done some wrong shit in his life. You know, I'm not God, so it's not for me to forgive him, okay, or not forgive him. But what I'll say is that, you know, we have to make better decisions, and we have to also realize that life is very, very short, okay? Yeah, life can be gone in an instant. One minute you're here, the next minute you're not. And this energy, this 2020 energy, this low vibrational, this demon time, you know what I'm saying? All this stuff that folks have been invoking, it's gonna, you know, it's only just gonna keep boiling. I mean, even when you watch the video of his friend, his DJ talking, that is PTSD. As horrible as the stuff that he's saying, that is a young man who is hurt and who does not know how to like release that anger. So the only thing they know is to pick up a gun and go get one of your friends because you killed one of mine. It's sad. Somebody needs to get to this brother. Let me find that video.
I love you, bro. I'm my mama's soul, bro. This shit ain't over, nigga. This shit ain't over. We just getting started, nigga. Watch this shit, bro. We just getting started, nigga. Watch this shit. I swear to God, nigga. I swear to God, nigga. Watch this shit, nigga. Fuck ass niggas. We just getting started, nigga. We just getting started, nigga. Y'all go stream Welcome to O-Block right now, nigga. We just getting started, nigga. Y'all go stream Welcome to O-Block right now, nigga. Y'all don't even know, nigga. This shit just getting started. This shit just getting started, man.
That breaks my heart, you guys. Because that is a young man in pain. These are young men who have literally just watched their whole generation be picked off one by one. Like I've told you guys before, it's hard when you grow up in an environment and you know the perpetrators and you know the victim. That does something to you psychologically as well. You guys, put a teacup if you went to my first paranormal chat, if you were there. And even some 10, 15 years later, after I'm telling y'all the story about how my homeboy got killed, I started crying. Like, that shit really fucks with you. So, so sorry if I take it personal when I see foolishness, like, encouraging somebody to have three bodies. Like, that's not a joke to me. When I see what his DJ is saying, like, I get where he's coming from. But it's hurt. And what's going to happen is it's just a bunch of tit for tat, and it's nothing but people just going to end up dying. It's going to be more death. This is bigger than music. And that's why I keep telling y'all all this shit that social media is encouraging and instigating, it's not funny, because for the majority of y'all don't live in these hoods. Y'all are not from these blocks. But y'all sit here and egg this shit on. This is going to be an all-out war. You got the BDs pissed. He's the grandson of a powerful BD. This is scary. But you know, y'all have the comfort of the internet. The whole thing is just sad. Robert, go ahead and block that person. I'm going to make you a mod. Thank you, Robert. You're a mod. Go ahead and block whoever you need it to block. I don't know where all my mods are. I guess we got a bunch of trolls in here. I don't know. Shit. Like I said, you know, it's nothing. You know, I'm not here to disrespect anybody. I'm just here to speak the truth. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to show people these are the consequences. If nobody else is going to say it, if the Breakfast Club is too chicken shit to say it, if, you know, what's the girl from Complex who was co-signing that bullshit with Suki? If she's too scared to, you know, to speak the truth, you know, DJ Academics, whatever, I'm going to say it. These are the consequences. And we need to, you know, something has to change. You know, I don't want to see any more men who come out of situations like that is a blessing. He went from looking at 90 years for supposedly killing somebody to being blessed to be able to get into the music game. You know, and people really enjoying his music and supporting him, but was still involved in a lot of mess. Just like NBA Youngboy. It's like, just be blessed that you're in a position where you're getting money legitimately instead of having to be out here selling drugs and, you know, just doing all types of crazy stuff to make ends meet. Just do the right thing. You know, the whole situation is sad. It really is. Let's see here. Mommy says, when you make money, please get therapy. Can be out here saying prayers up when y'all don't even know God. Anyways, rest in peace to him. Another one gone again. Shake my head. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. Let's see here. We got a few. I've missed a few super chats. Jessica Harris says, I love your show. Love from Australia. Thank you so much, Jessica. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming through. Blood Raw with Lady B says, no, he changed the caption and apologized to her. He was being child. You're talking about Safari. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. I appreciate it. Angie Reed says, hey, T, I love watching you. Thank you for being real at all times and always giving us food for thought with a dash of love. You are more than welcome. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming through. Tamara Vaughn sent $4.99. She says, Chicago never recovered from Duck. Chicago violence don't get coverage because they won't pay for their crime. Chicago will now, hold on, because they won't pay for their crime. Chicago will now, everyone, BD and BD. I'm not going to say that last word, but thank you so much for the super chat, sis. Yeah, certain things I'm not going to say. I'm not going to put out there. I don't gangbang, so I don't want to go there. But yeah, it is. It's been a lot of mess. I mean, I saw where Duck's mom was on social media going off. She was cussing out King Von. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. And that's what people don't understand is it's not, you know, it's bigger than social media. Hold up. Somebody blocked the mod. Oh, Lord. Sherelle says, how do you block mods? That's crazy. Is there a mod in there tripping? Whose wrench do I need to take away? Let me know, Sherelle, because I will. Keisha Cork says, I love your show, sister. Thank you so much, Keisha. Appreciate it. Anybody post and smoking on another person? Oh, it's a bunch of people banging. Okay, y'all go. This ain't damn DJ Academics chat room. Don't be in here game banging and talking about who y'all about to, who's next. Don't do that. Stop. Okay. That's what it's a bunch of gangbangers in here. Y'all stop that. Not even real gang, just people on the internet trolling. Let's see here. Evan G says, T, love from a fellow Minnesotan, 612. You're right about hip hop not having balance anymore. My playlist goes from Tupac to Public Enemy to 2 Live Crew. Balance is key and it's important. Anyways, love you, T. You're very welcome and thank you so much for the super chat. I definitely agree. And I think that was the difference, like I said, with when we were growing up versus now is, yeah, we had, you know, like I said, I hate when grown folks try to front like there was never bad music when we were growing up. Hell yeah, we had Snoop Dogg, you basically turned a whole generation of kids into Crips, okay? But there was still balance. There was other music, you know, but I don't see that. Or, I mean, I'm not saying that there's not positive music because, I mean, you have Logic and you have, you know, others, but their music does not get pushed as much, especially if they're not like, you know, super mainstream. They don't get pushed as much. So I think balance is key. Balance is very key. Just like we had Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown and they were pushing the whole culture. Let's keep it real, you know? But then we also had Queen Latifah who said ladies first. So there was a balance. But now everything is just, you know, be a whole, you know what I'm saying? Sell some pussy, get some money, you know? There's no balance. Let's see here. Now I'm not going to make the whole chat mods. Everybody asking to be a mod. Okay, good. Looks like they're stepping up. Cecilia Ware says, I just want you to know that I love you and how real you are. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate it. You know I will. I definitely will. Thank you. Essence the Designer says, for once, I'd like to see these far away rappers openly come to Jesus and the influence it'll have on our kids. But you know what's funny, though? A lot of these people in the industry are very religious. They're just conflicted. You'd be surprised at how many people really are religious. You know, they talk about God. You know, they pray. But it's just the industry is just demonic. That's what they want to push. And they feel like if that's the only way I can get my money and feed my family, that's just what they're going to do. Because, again, like we were talking in the when we had the Discord Zoom meeting, we're talking on election night. And I was saying, like, even on social media, it's not cool to invoke the name of God. You can't even really talk about God openly like that. You know, so it's sad. It's just where we're at in this world. D Slade says, I just subscribed to your channel. I love your commentary, sis. Stay positive. Thank you so much, D. I appreciate it. And welcome to the family. I've been out here for an hour and 14 minutes. I can go if y'all want me to go. I can stay like another 20 minutes though. I'm liking the dialogue. I'm definitely liking the dialogue. Yeah, yep, we do have J. Cole. Let's not forget about J. Cole, but we don't have as many. And even then, people are like, oh, he's boring and things like that. And I love J. Cole. I like Kendrick Lamar. And I think that's why a lot of people really champion and really supported Kanye. Because for Kanye to be from Chicago, as bad as Chicago was, especially growing up in the 90s, I mean, talk to people who grew up in like Cabrini Green, Robert Taylor Projects, and things like that. You know, it's like for him to grow up in that city and he had just a whole different style. Kanye was such a breath of fresh air. I don't know what he's doing now, but when he first came out, like people like really rocked with Kanye heavy, you know, because he was saying a lot of real stuff. And he still does for the most part. He still does, you know. Yeah, Chance the Rapper is another one. But for every Chance, you know, we have a lot more, you know, the ones who talk about the gang banging, the killing and stuff like that. It's not a fair balance. Let's see here. D-San 30 says, hey, T, keep telling the truth. Some people are not ready for it, but oh, well, amen. Amen. Like I tell folks all the time, if you don't want to hear the truth, this ain't the page for you. Don't follow my Instagram. Take your ass to the shade room. We keep it real around these parts. I'm not here for the bullshit, you know, because most of the people who want to sit here and fake the funk are people who are not even about that life anyways. So I don't take them seriously, you know. So like the girl earlier who came to my page and was like, you should just write rest in peace. And, you know, this is not the time for you to be writing whole commentary. Bitch, fuck you. This is the perfect time. So she was blocked. You know, so you have people who want to sit there and switch stuff up and switch the narrative, you know, and act new. I'm not going to do that because, again, y'all was fanning these flames. Y'all were fanning the drama between these two groups. And then when it goes down, now it's too real for y'all. Now it's a bunch of RIPs. How about we don't fan the flames of the nonsense? How about we try and defuse it? Percy Brown says, a man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. Malcolm X. Thank you so much for the $50 super chat. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. That is the truth. Yeah, you have to be able to stand for something, you know, and I think that's the problem in this world. People are so scared to be individuals. People are so scared to just say, nah, that's not right. People are scared to just call the truth out for what it is because it's not cool no more. It's not cool to speak the truth. It's not cool to say, hey, young girl, you ain't got to show everything. You can be sexy and still be classy. You don't have to be on OnlyFans sucking dick. It's not cool to say that. You know, when you say stuff like that, you're judging. It's crazy, but would you encourage your own daughter to do that? Honey, the world that we live in, it's insane. I keep telling y'all, the roles are reversed. What's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right. We're now living in the upside down pendulum. Baby G sent 20. She says, we talk about wanting more for our community and point out how others look at and treat our community, but fail to condemn and hold our people accountable for the violence amongst ourselves. It's maddening. When will we know peace? You spoke nothing but the truth, baby girl. Thank you so much for the super chat. It's the truth. As soon as something happens with the police, and I'm not saying don't hold the police accountable, because they definitely need to be held accountable for when they sit here and they take innocent lives. So we're not saying that. But do you notice that when it's something with the police, folks are quick to riot? I had a woman do one of my Zoom meetings. Y'all can put a tick up if y'all remember. She's from Philly. This was before everything even went down with the young man, Walter, who was killed in Philly. And she was saying that the crime in Philly was on the rise when we had our global chat. She was one of the Americans who came on there to speak. She said the crime was on the rise in Philly. It was so many people getting killed. Few people getting killed on her block. It was getting really bad. And nothing was being done. But then as soon as Walter gets killed by the police, folks are rioting, folks are looting, folks are going crazy, folks are marching. It's like we have to have the same energy when we're destroying our own communities and when we're taking, you know what I'm saying, each other out. We have to hold people accountable. It's not okay. Like I said, the system, hold them accountable, absolutely. But also, we also have to look in the mirror at the things that we perpetuate and the things that we support. Yeah, Philly's been wild. Yeah, okay, good. I see a few teacups. It was a, yeah, she came on and was talking about how bad Philly was getting. This was even before the whole Walter situation. And I've been saying that all summer. All of these cities are getting really, really bad. It's a lot of mess going on out here. And with this divisiveness with the election, it's only going to get worse. And I just, I want people definitely in Atlanta to stay vigilant, to stay prayed up, because y'all are going to be dealing with two situations and people in Chicago. But Atlanta, you guys are dealing with this whole voting situation, the recount, people being mad, people feeling like the votes are being stolen. So you have that aspect that's brewing in Atlanta. Then you have this killing. Two serious situations that's taking place right now in that city. So just be careful. I live in Philly. You're not lying. Thank you, Embria Rose. Yeah, it's sad. That's what I'm saying. It's been everywhere, even here in the Twin Cities. It's been everywhere. I told y'all, 3 weeks ago when that shootout happened, we had a good night, beautiful night. Hadn't been out in months. And literally we're sitting right on the corner, 10 shots. I mean, it's crazy. You can literally go out just to have a good time and not make it home. And it's going on like that all over the nation. Elmore Goggins says, hey, T from Chi-Town, you are right about the gangs here. Innocent babies, children's mothers, fathers, our families are dying. Keep speaking the truth. Thank you so much, sis. I really, or maybe it's a guy. Sorry, Elmer. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I'm going to keep speaking the truth because like I said, most of the people who are supporting the nonsense and instigating it and agitating the situation, they're not from Chicago. So for them, they have their popcorn. They have their tea. You know, they're looking at it like it's just, you know, internet drama. It's something for them to talk about. It's something for them to, you know, type in a comment section. But they don't realize that, you know, all this stuff that's happening on the internet is trickling into the real world. Now, you're from Chicago. Who remembers Jakaira? Let's talk about it. Who remembers K.I. from Chicago? Put a teacup. She was the girl, she reminded me of the female Snoop from The Wire. She was a little young girl who was 17 and had a bunch of bodies on her. And, you know, she was on social media. It was back in like 2012. They were all be on social media just talking reckless. And it was crazy. It was crazy. And a lot of that stuff happened because of social media, all of that drama that was going on back then. And it was like a game. That's when DJ Academics was really doing that war on Chirac. You know, it just became like a game. What set can hit off what set? And it's like, this is not a game. These are like real children. These are 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds. These are babies. Tuca was 15. Jakaira was 17. And none of them were innocent. It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, and I remember they even did a documentary on her on A&I. No, I'm sorry, not A&I. I'm A&E. And King Von was in the documentary. I'm like, what is King Von doing in here? He was in the documentary talking about how he used to try and holler at Jakaira. You know, so it's just, it's sad. It's sad. Yeah, I mean, I heard about what she did. You know, like I said, it's just, you know. But see, that's the thing. People say Chicago's scary. You know, raising and living in Chicago, it can be scary. But the problem is all of Chicago is not like that. And that's why I say it goes back to the whole thing on what the media wants to focus on and what we want to focus on as hip hop. They focus on this small section and people think it's all of Chicago. All of Chicago is not like that. It's certain fractions and it's certain areas. You go downtown, you go to the suburbs, they're not dropping like flies there. But what they do is they perpetuate that because they want you to, because they want to make money. There's money in Black death. There's money in low vibrational stuff. I told y'all years ago, I feel like there is a demonic vortex in that particular section of Chicago. I feel that way, that there's some type of vortex there. Like I said, the media never focuses on the Appalachians. They're poor. They fight. They do all types of ratchet stuff. Half of y'all probably didn't even know about it until I did this stream. Look at white people in the Appalachians and how poor they are and how much they struggle. But the media keeps their situation under wraps. But yet they constantly blow up all this Chicago stuff in that particular section. It's not the whole city. Kiltum says facts. Mary Jane says, speak it, sis. Thank you. It's spiritual warfare. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. I agree. I feel like there's a demonic spirit here in Chicago. There's money in low vibrational stuff. Word. No, we have some beautiful neighborhoods, but the violence, man, you don't get to see those parts. Exactly. Thank you, Nick Nack. That's the truth. It's the truth. You know, they'll make it seem like it's the worst place in the world. Yes, there's certain things that happen. Yes, there's bad parts, but there's bad parts in every city. I don't care if you're in LA, if you're in New York, Detroit, there's good and bad in every city. I just wish a lot of the young people who are involved in all of this stuff would wake up and realize that there's a bigger play at hand. They want you guys to destroy yourself. They're trying to take out a whole generation of young people. And I wish that you guys would wake up and understand that. This is bigger than this person dissed me on a record. This person is the ops. There were news reports years ago of guns being left in these different hoods. Some say there was the police who were dropping off the guns. Other people say it might have been the government. I don't know. But this is something planned for you guys to take yourselves out. And it's being ushered in and happening more and more now because of social media. That's why I say social media, while it's a great tool for, you know, things like this, me to connect with you guys and talk to you guys, it's also the devil's playground. So don't ever get that twisted. There's a lot of dark stuff that goes on this internet. So I've been down here for almost an hour and a half. It's 5:37 here in the Twin Cities. Let me read a few more comments here. Rocky, whatever, says, hey, T, just want to tell everyone to stay covered no matter what faith you follow. We're about to experience a paradigm shift in our reality, both in the natural and spiritual realm. Stay safe. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I agree 100%. Y'all, regardless of who you follow, like I said, I don't come on here and tell folks, you know, what religion they need to be, or, you know, I don't even too much get into like religious stuff here or political stuff, because I know I have people who follow me from all walks of life. But I don't care if you're Christian, if you're Muslim, if you follow African spirituality, hell, you could be a witch. I know I got, shout out to my witches. They follow me too. Okay. Just be careful. Stay prayed up, you know, talk to whoever you need to talk to for protection, because it's about to get real out here. It's about to get real out here. You have a segment of the population who is hot right now. They are pissed because their commander in chief may not get reelected. And you're going to see their true colors. Italian Curl says, same here in Baltimore. Okay, so Baltimore is getting really bad too. I'm sorry to hear about that. Yeah, it's like everywhere. Everything's gone up. And it's all part of the plan. Alex 700 sends five. He says 3,000 plus pew pews in Chirac this year. Why are people protecting these kinds of people? I support snitching. I don't know what pew pews are, but thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Stay prayed up. You ain't never lied. The witches are on hiatus. We witches love you. Oh, look at the witches in the comments. Thank you, G4U15. Appreciate it. Like I said, I didn't know I had witches who followed me until they cussed me out on one video. I was like, well, shit, I didn't know y'all was here. But like I said, you know, just whatever you follow, just stay safe. You know, we're living in very volatile times, you know, and I just want everybody to be okay. You know, if there's any message that you guys can take away from this video, I really want the best for everyone. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like at this point in time, there's something bigger at play, you know, and we need to also watch the energy that we put out there, what we put our energy towards, you know, because a lot of this stuff is fueled by social media. A lot of the gang banging, a lot of the drama, a lot of the nonsense, it's fueled by these comment sections. So watch what you put your energy into. Watch the comments that you put out there. Watch the stuff, watch the fires that you fan. Because some of that same toxic energy that you put out there, you know, instigating this stuff that happens with people on social media, is some of the same stuff you can find coming right back to you. Karma's real. And people think because they're doing stuff on the internet, it's okay. Because they're being nasty on the internet, because they're being mean on the internet and vicious, that it's okay. It's still a part of this real world. Lovely Beauty says, I live in Oakland and I heard gunshots while voting. Damn. Oh my goodness. I'm glad you're okay, sis. Charlotte and Durham are getting bad. Wow. Melania Trump is moving out the White House on Twitter. Is it over? Nope. It's still saying that he needs more to win, honey. I'm so over it. He needs 11 more electoral votes to win the election. So don't move out too fast. Didn't know about these young guys, but may his soul rest in peace. Thank you, Nefertiti. I appreciate that. Leo Mystique says, hey, my fellow Leo, just wanted to say that you are my favorite blogger. I love your energy and pray that you are doing good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for the support. Eli Garcia says, all I got to say is don't believe all you see in the media. Do your research. Facts. I agree. All right, you guys, let me see if there's anything else I need to read that I missed. Let's see here. Neil says, I miss when music used to be fun. Seems like now if you ain't talking nasty or pushing negativity, you're lame. I work with smart young kids, and even they are constantly listening to demonic music. Yeah, it's sad, you know, but it's like, the kids really don't have no other choice. You know, it's like that's all they're putting out there. So that's what they're supporting, unfortunately. But thank you for the super chat, sis. Let's see here. Gnome King sent 10 says, it never will be balanced in the industry, T, because we had clean rappers like Will Smith. But after NWA's gangster rap took over, Esau cannot push B.O.B. crime narratives with everyone singing Summertime. I agree. It's definitely an agenda. It's definitely an agenda. Let's see here. I think we got everybody. Yes. Hold on. I'm going to read these last few super chats and I'm going to get ready to go. Live, Love, Laugh says, did you hear about John Burgi back in 2015, CPD was convicted of torturing Black people in Chicago. into crimes that they didn't commit? No, I've never heard of that. I'm going to have to look that up. Thank you so much for the super chat, though. LC Sent 5 says, I don't know why we thought with millions of votes in this unprecedented times, we would get the results super quick. I agree. Because more people voted this year than ever before. That's what they're saying. So, you know, and I get it. It's going to, you know, take some time for everything to finally finish. But I think people are just like frustrated. You know, it's like they want it now. Again, we've been so conditioned. We live in a microwave society, right? If you want to watch a TV show, we live in a world now where I can just binge watch Netflix. I can literally watch a whole season of Netflix in an entire weekend. Whereas before, we were conditioned to, you know, here goes a show this week. The next week is the second episode, the third and the fourth. So we've, you know, we've all conformed to this microwave society where as soon as I say I want it now. Amazon Prime. Why did we all sign up for Amazon Prime? So we can get our stuff within 24 to 48 hours. So that's where the frustration is coming from, because so many of us have been conditioned to have a microwave mentality, unfortunately. But thank you for the super chat, sis. I'm Green Vampire Turtle. That's interesting. I like that name. Says, I live in Waukegan, Illinois. We had police-related shootings of two people. One died. People came to protest and talk big. About a week later, there was a shooting where three men were shot. Nothing. Yeah, I believe it. It's like when it's the police, people go super hard. You know, and it's unfortunate. Like I said, I just, yes, hold them accountable, have the protests, have the marches. But I would like to see more when it's also innocent people, you know, losing their lives, you know, to just these unfortunate circumstances of violence out here as well. And I'm not saying that there's not marches being had, because I know people in Chicago have contacted me and let me know that many of these communities, they do march when these young Black kids are killed. But unfortunately, what happens is that the media does not cover it. So that's another thing too that we have to address, is that why is the media so quick to cover when it's the police versus people and the riots and the looting and the fires? But when it's people saying, hey, stop killing each other, stop this Black on Black crime, they're not reporting those. They're not reporting those marches. So that is very much something that I have to, you know, be honest with, that is also happening to different communities around the country. So thank you for that. Logan says, T, did you hear that Nell Choppa's song? He says, Donald Trump, the last president, ain't no more candidates. No, I don't listen to him. I've probably heard like maybe one song from him. Haven't really gotten into him as much. But I'll check it out, though, just so I can hear that line. So thank you. Jared Young says, wait, you talked about Will Smith without the song. I'm going to leave Will. Y'all are so messy. Y'all could not let me leave my live stream without saying, I'm going to leave Will. Okay, on that note, I'm going to leave Will. Okay, now I got to go. let me see here. This is the last super chat. Thank you guys so much. Blondie Baby says, T, thank you for this live. It opens my eyes a lot. Love you. I love you too. Thank you guys so much. If you have not, please like this video. Please subscribe. If you just happen to run across my channel and you like what I'm saying, I keep it real over here. I don't sugarcoat shit, honey. But anyways, thank you guys so much for coming to my live stream. Thank you guys for the support. You guys stay safe. I'm going to continue posting on Instagram and giving you guys updates concerning the elections and, you know, whatever else is going on. You guys take care, be safe, and I'll see you guys again. Bye.